DMV Game Time on ESPN 980 and the ESPN 980 app.
It's DMV Game Time. Tim Murray riding solo tonight. Nats are out west. Late night baseball, 10:15, first pitch. Max Scherzer on the hill. And our next guest, not in the lineup tonight, but certainly has been the talk of town as of late. Trey Turner has just been terrific at the plate. Just another night at the ballpark for him. Two hits, a run scored, a stolen base last night, an RBI, and he joins us on our Hadid Carpet Cleaning guest hotline. Trey, you've been unbelievable at the plate of late, but you've also started the last four games in center field, the last three games, I should say, in center field. Prior to those games, what was your level of experience in the outfield?
I used to play a lot when I was younger. Never really liked infield when growing up, so I played a lot of center field. But ever since about 10th, 11th grade, I never really played outfield, maybe a game here or there. So still getting used to it, but feel good. And, you know, it's just a matter of going to catch the ball and throwing it to the right base.
At what point do the Nationals come to you and ask you about center field and start to kind of experiment with you out in the outfield?
A few weeks ago when I was in Syracuse, they came up to me. I got on a phone call with some of the front office guys, and they asked me what I thought about it and if I was, you know, open to trying it out. And I guess I wanted to leave all options open and see how it went, and I did that, and, you know, it's been working out for me, so I'm excited about it, and I'm, you know, happy that it's gone the way it's gone.
When you got that first start out there in Cleveland, I know you did make a couple starts in Syracuse, but obviously a different ball game when you're, you know, in a major league ballpark like you were just a couple nights ago in Cleveland. Were there butterflies there when you were, you know, waiting for that first fly ball? It didn't seem like it when you tracked that one down at the warning track.
No, not nervous. You know, I think I want to do the best I possibly can and help out the pitchers, make all the plays I can for them, and, you know, whatever I need to do to win a ball game. But not necessarily nervous. I guess there's a little bit more emphasis put on everything, obviously being at the highest level in every game, meaning, you know, that much more. But the nerves kind of gone away.
Talking to Trey Turner, Nationals outfielder, did you own an outfield glove?
No, I borrowed somebody's in Syracuse, and now I'm actually borrowing Bryce's right now. So I have one, but it's still being broken in.
So how is Bryce's glove treating you? Was it worked into your liking?
Yeah, no, it's probably how I'm going to try to shape my glove. So so far, so good.
Have you picked his brain? Who are the guys that you've talked to the most about playing center field?
You know, I think everybody. I think I talked to a little bit everyone. I talked to Mikey while he was here. I talked to, you know, the last couple of days, I've talked to Bryce and J-Dub a lot about, you know, just shifting and where they're playing and how I should play based off of, you know, what they're doing and, you know, when to throw to, you know, what base in certain situations. Like last night when they were making pitching changes, we talked up, you know, certain situations. And, you know, I've been talking to anybody and everybody that can, you know, help me and give me advice.
Talking once again to Trey Turner, who has been red hot at the plate, 8-for-17 over the past four games, and you've had a knack for coming through in some big spots. What is your approach? You've had a couple of two-out big clutch hits, last night being one of them as well. You had a big at-bat in Cleveland also. What's been your approach? Has it been any different when you're with two outs and at the plate, or is it pretty much the same approach at all times for you?
I think it's the same approach at all times. You know, everyone's always trying to get on base, and especially being the leadoff man, that, you know, that's the ultimate goal. And I'm a big fan of, you know, doing whatever you need to do that. I don't think it necessarily means, you know, bunting or taking pitches or swinging early, whatever it is. You know, you have a game plan, go up there and get on base. And I think that's how I've always approached the game. Try to adjust to, you know, the situations and the pitchers on the mound, and hopefully I have success and can get on base for the team.
Did you lead off throughout your career at NC State?
Yeah, I basically let off every single game other than I got hurt my sophomore year when I came back. I wasn't necessarily 100%, so I hit third, so I didn't have to run as much.
So I imagine it's the most comfort level for you being leading off the game and being the first one up there.
Yeah, first or second. You know, I hit a lot of second in pro ball since I've gotten drafted, so second is also pretty familiar to me. But leading off is where I've probably hit the most of my career.
Talking once again to Trey Turner, Nats and Giants tonight, 10:15, first pitch. Where does your speed come from?
Heck if I know.
Are both your parents fast?
I mean, they're athletic. My dad's run plenty of marathons, and my mom, you know, at 60 years old, still runs a couple miles a day, and she's very athletic as well. So I guess my parents, but, you know, I've always ran fast, ran hard, you know, as a little kid. And I think being competitive and trying to beat everybody in, you know, races when I was younger probably helped me, you know, throughout my life without me really noticing.
You think, I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but Billy Hamilton of Cincinnati, you guys line up 40-yard dash. You beating him?
Heck if I know. I don't know. Couldn't answer that either. You know, I think it's interesting. Everyone always wants to compare, and I think, you know, it's pretty neat seeing the stat cast, and it gives you know, the fans and everybody a chance to see, you know, how special some players are, and, you know, how far somebody can hit a ball, or how hard they can throw the ball on, or whatever it may be. So I think, you know, that new technology we have is pretty advanced and pretty cool, and I'll let somebody else, you know, determine that.
Well, I'll ask you this. It might be a little easier to answer. I mean, we've seen you a couple times. You know, infielders of your opposition, you know, might think it's a tailor-made ground ball, easy out, and then you're just busting it down the line. When anything is hit off your bat, is your mindset, I'm beating it out? Because in Cleveland the other night, it looked like, you know, a hard-hit ball to first, that's an easy out, but you were able to beat it out after a little bit of a bobble.
Yeah, I always run hard, especially on ground balls. You know, I think anything can happen. You know, if the infielder bobbles it, like you said, or takes your time, I think, you know, that's how the game should be played. And I think that a lot of things can, you know, go in your favor when you do that. So I kind of always done that as a little kid and going up through college, and I still do that now. And, you know, like you said, we've seen in the past, I guess, couple weeks how just running hard, you can get rewarded, and I'll continue to do that.
Have the opponents said anything to you when you're on the base pass about your speed?
Yeah, I got a few comments from the Dodgers guys in that series, and every once in a while I'll get a comment here or there, and just, I guess, surprise some people, and, you know, it's funny to hear. I enjoy it. I get to get a laugh out of it.
When you're on base and now being in the big leagues with all this technology in the clubhouse, how much does that help you out in stealing bases? Because, you know, coming up through the minors, I know that you'll talk to your field coach, but there's not a whole lot of technology. Are you utilizing, you know, replay and scouting reports more now that you're in the big leagues to steal bases?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think Davey Lopes does a great job every day coming over and talking to me about the starter, and is very good at picking up things quickly, especially on relievers. I remember last night, as soon as I got to first base, I didn't get a chance to see video on the reliever throwing, and as soon as I got there, Davey told me what he did, and I looked for it, and I got a chance to go first pitch, and I think that's huge because, you know, every pitch matters. The earlier you can go, the better it is for, you know, the hitter, and that way I can give, you know, more pitches for Bryce to swing at or whoever's behind me, and I think the technology helps you, you know, a little bit of an advantage earlier than, I guess, if you're in the minor leagues, you'd have to wait it out and kind of see it for yourself.
Talking once again to Trey Turner. And, Trey, it's interesting you mentioned Davey Lopes, obviously a new addition to the staff this year, and there's a lot of emphasis of being aggressive on the base pass, and we've seen it throughout the year. I imagine for you, a guy with your speed, it has to be really fun to know that this year the team absolutely wants to be aggressive on the base pass.
Yeah, it's pretty funny because he kind of gets mad when we don't go because he wants to be aggressive and he wants to take that extra base, especially if they give it to us. So there's been a time or two where I've kind of, you know, just laid low and try to let the hitter get there at bat, and he's almost been a little upset that I haven't been as aggressive, which is nice that he has confidence in us, and I think, you know, that helps us a lot when we're trying to take that extra bag and be aggressive and make big plays in the game.
And as soon as Bryce Harper hit that ball to left field last night, did you know in your head you were scoring?
I always feel like I'm scoring. I always try to think that way. You can always stop, but you don't want to hesitate or not think that you can score and, you know, not make it. And Henley over there at third likes to send us and be aggressive as well. So he takes every chance he can get. And when that ball went down the corner, I figured, you know, he'd be waving me around. So I always try to run hard on the bases.
Talking once again to Trey Turner, you came up in June and played in that Cincinnati series. You go 3-for-3, you start right away, and then you don't play in any other games in the series and get sent back down. Was there a sense of frustration for you after you got sent down after that Cincinnati series, knowing you went 3-for-3?
You know, not frustration. I think frustration would be more so if I played bad and then, you know, didn't get another chance. You know, I did everything I felt like I could do, and you know, the decision, some of those decisions are out of my hands, so I just rolled with it. And like I said, it's all about winning up here. You know, it's whatever it may be, whoever needs to play, we have confidence in you know, a lot of different guys, and a lot of different guys have been having a lot of success all year. So it wasn't frustrating to me, but because, you know, I felt like I, you know, gave it my all, and that's all you can ask for.
How different is it for you playing in the minor leagues, and then you come up, you're in the thick of a pennant race, you're in first place, and now you're contributing like you are? I mean, it's just got to be completely a different mindset from going from, you know, traveling around, and yeah, winning's nice in the minors, but it's not the same as what it is in the big leagues.
Yeah, it's definitely not the same. You know, I think it's a lot about a lot of development down there, especially at the lower levels. When you get, you know, more double-A, triple-A, it's starting to be about winning. But, you know, in the lower levels, you kind of lose that sense of winning, and it's more about development. And up here, you know, every pitch matters, and I think that's, you know, a lot more fun. I was out in the outfield, and every pitch, every at-bat, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, what do I got to do? What can happen? Where might this guy hit the ball? And just, you know, a lot more intense, better atmospheres, and it's a lot more exciting to be up here and, you know, and play in games that mean a lot, and you know, like you said, being a pennant race.
Trey, before I let you run, just thinking back to last year, it was such a bizarre situation, and since then, the rule has been changed, but how odd was it to still be in the Padres organization throughout spring training and the start of the year, knowing that come a certain date, you were headed to the Nationals organization?
Yeah, it was for sure different. Something that nobody's really ever gone through, and you know, I guess me going through it, I don't realize it all the time how weird or different it may have been. But you know, I had a lot of fun. I enjoyed being over there. I had a bunch of friends that I got a chance to know, and I just looked at it as another opportunity to try to get better and kind of relax. You know, there was a little bit less pressure over there, knowing that I probably was getting traded no matter what. So I just tried to, you know, go out and have fun and keep improving. And I felt like I did that, and you know, I think it helped me a lot for now and preparing me for now and for the future.
And was it kind of fun playing against the Padres the other day in Nats Park?
Yeah, I always enjoy, you know, playing against people that I either know or have gotten a chance to know. You know, over the years, I enjoyed playing Florida schools in college, and I do the same in pro baseball as well.
Trey, appreciate the time, man. Congratulations, and keep up the great work.
No problem. Thank you very much.